another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tech. I'm Pete. Over there's Brent.
Hey, man, babies.
You can go to TwinCitiesTech.com or
FancyPantsGangsters.com,
and you can read things on the internet there and find our show and all kinds of other shit. Like a blog.
I think they already found our show.
Yeah. Well, you can find even more shows. You can find our past shows, future guests.
Sure, sure.
You can tell your best friend that you can join. Hey, here's something I haven't talked about.
Oh, God.
We have a mailing list that I started because not everybody's on the internet all the time. And I just figured if you want to get an email every time the show comes out, I can just send you a link, motherfucker.
Oh, sure.
So,
which,
I don't know.
Which could go right to your BlackBerry.
It could.
Do you see?
Yes, I do see. So if you're not on the internet much, go ahead and put your fucking email in that little box there, and that'll happen.
Yeah, start it up.
Okay, so.
Start your life now.
Start your life with Twin Cities Tank. You'll be a winner. We're going to start off the day with five phrases.
That segment was called Awkward Intro.
Yes, it was. So five phrases for those who don't know or remember. Both Brent and I write five phrases that the other person has to say throughout the entire show. We haven't seen the phrases yet, but the point is to just try and make each other say something stupid.
And then we use them for sound bites later after we die.
Yeah.
So at Pete's funeral, you might hear him say something like, I ate a walrus's dick for drug money on my birthday.
Well, that would be true. Oh. So yeah, let's have a look-see.
Where are we going? Let's see, you're in a mood again? Sucky dokey.
So if you hear us say something ridiculous, just out of the blue, it's probably one of these five things that we're supposed to say.
If I get too drunk and come out of the closet, let's just assume that that's one of the things that you wrote.
All right, so we're going to start off with a very hacky premise, but a very pertinent premise.
Real quick, before we do that, can I just tell you something real funny?
Please.
This is just something that made me incredibly happy today. I was driving home from work. I was on roughly like Franklin and Chicago, and traffic was backed up. This will lead into our next segment.
Sure.
Traffic was backed up because of fucking construction. So I was sitting there for quite a while, and I looked to my left, and there was a basketball court. And I can't remember what park it is, just a basketball court.
I know what park you're talking about.
Okay.
A man named Franklin Basketball hangs out there.
Okie dokie, it might have been him. But there was this guy just by himself.
Wait. Okay. This is Franklin Basketball. I'm going to describe him to you.
Okay.
We haven't talked about this.
This is off the cuff here.
I'm going to tell you exactly what he was doing.
Okay.
Okay, because I know who you're fucking talking about.
If you get this, I'm going to fucking pass out.
He had a boombox.
Right? I think he did, yes.
And it either had an American flag or a pinwheel on it.
I didn't see that close.
He's just a skinny dude. Was he wearing two pairs of sunglasses?
He's a white guy?
Yeah.
And he's rail thin?
Yeah.
And pulls his pants up really high?
Yes, that's Franklin Basketball.
You've got to be kidding.
He rode my bus all the time when I lived in that neighborhood. Yes, that guy's fucking insane.
Okay, this is what I witnessed with Franklin Basketball. I was sitting there, and my first thought was, what the fuck is this asshole's problem? Because he, again, really thin, kind of has that like really effeminate walk, whereas he holds his arms like kind of bend in a V at his waist, and lets his hands hang limp. Really just kind of just fucking what we'd call gay. Dorky as hell, and I was like, what the hell is this guy gonna do, right? And I was just sitting there just kind of watching it, and this guy started shooting baskets, fucking sinking every one of them.
Dude, he does that every single fucking day.
Like, literally shooting, like, fucking 40-yard free throws and just, like, fucking dunking and shit.
That guy is out of his fucking mind.
He's, like, the most unassuming street baller I've ever seen.
If you've ever taken the two on Franklin, you've probably seen him. I don't know why. During the winter, he would go down every bus stop on Franklin with a dustpan and a broom, and he would just get out every bit of snow from underneath the bus benches and just on the curbs. And like one time I walked up,
what was the dustpan for?
That's what he he would broom the snow into the dustpan.
Just dump it on the
and
ground?
And then just dump it in a snow pile.
Could easily eliminate that step from the whole process.
And then he'd like start blasting some Cure on his boombox, okay. And he'd try to start a snow fight with me, and he was like hiding behind the bus bench.
That's
and shit.
That's technically battery, you know that, right? If somebody throws something at you.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's all, yeah.
Sue Franklin basketball.
That's funny that we both like the
lawyer.
Same shitty guy.
No, for a while we talked about having just weirdos on the show, and that was the guy who I had in mind to have him come on the show and be like, we gotta get this guy on, he's a fucking maniac.
But you've never seen him play basketball?
Oh, no, I totally have.
Okay, he's outstanding. And that's judging by somebody, I know nothing of basketball.
Right. So I could be wrong. A few times I've considered going and playing with him, but I was usually on my way to work.
Yeah, he just literally a phenom.
Yeah.
Fucking sinking J's, I think they call it. It was awesome.
Got a wicked hook shot.
Yeah, oh, God. He was like Dominic Wilkins. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out of my system.
Yes.
That's fun.
Anyways, you were sitting in your car, and you were sitting in some traffic, right?
Yeah, and this is, again, like you said, this is the hackiest thing ever. But, dude, if you live in this town right now, you can't go anywhere. Because everything is either on fire or under construction.
It's pretty fucking ridiculous.
I honestly forgot that street signs could be any other color than bright orange. Like if I see a stop sign, I'm like, what's that do? Everywhere I turn, I'm not being like, it's good. It's every fucking street in the city right now is either doesn't exist anymore or they're working on it for like they're redoing the parking ramp in my building, so my day starts seeing construction workers and they're just absolutely fucking morons, and then I pull out, I take a right, I take a hang a quick left, oh, there's some more construction, then I go up to Third and I get onto Franklin and there's more construction there, and I can either go, now the thing is, if you know this area well, if you're on the north side of 35W or 94 and you want to get to the south side of it, there's really two streets you can take at rush hour. You can take either Chicago and cross over to Franklin, or you can take fucking LaSalle. You can't really negotiate it in that way. They're both fucking they're literally, it looks like fucking Nuremberg. They're both destroyed right now. And so if you go really, if I want to go more than, I don't know, a mile, my commute is literally at least half an hour. It's fucking insane. I don't understand how they, there's got to be a city planner or something that can work this out to where they're like, hey, you want to not destroy all the roads at the same time?
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I want you to tell me something.
I don't like that.
No, it's fucking irritating. And I'll tell you another thing. I videotaped my last haircut. Like, I would so much rather drive on shitty roads than not drive anywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so,
like,
yes.
If I had to choose between driving over shitty Chicago road or driving to fucking Mexico to get home, I just take the shitty road.
Right.
I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. So maybe they fix the roads too much. Here's my solution to this problem. This is something I've dreamt up for many years that I've wanted to see happen.
Go for it.
So everybody is allowed to have two zip lines on their house that go from one spot to the other.
What?
So
how do you pick the spot?
Well, you get to choose.
Okay.
I would assume that most people would pick their job. And then you can, you know, both poles for the zip line, they go up and down, so you can angle the zip line to go one direction, and then you change the poles to go
is
the other
like
direction.
Remote control or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Remote control. I hadn't got that far into the details, but yes, we'll call it a remote control. So then you can zip line right to work.
Can I
shortest
just,
distance between two points, Brent.
Can I explain to you what's going to suck about that?
Seeing a bunch of zip lines in the air?
Well, that I don't mind. And plus, the whole thing of fucking slamming into each other is going to be weird. But
that'd be pretty awesome.
In order to make those poles go up and down,
They're
going to have to be some sort of construction involved in the poles. So you're going to shut the city down for
but
like,
not road construction.
Yeah,
house construction.
But they're still going to have to park their faggy cars somewhere, and they're still going to have to be out there with their big orange shitty coolers. And
because we outlaw cars.
Oh.
And just use zip lines.
Well, if cars are outlawed, then the roads are open, and I can actually just get to... No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it makes sense at this point, because you cannot you can't break all the roads. You can't do it all at the same time. If you break one road, there's a couple of roads. Those are called back roads. Every town has them. Dad, take the back roads. The fucking back roads are broken.
Yeah.
Like, just follow my route here. I'm in St. Paul, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm on Snelling Avenue. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to get home. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't take 94 because that's a fucking nightmare.
No, you can't.
So I want to take. What I'll do is I'll take Larpinder all the way down. Larpinder turns into whatever. Blah blah blah.
God, you get I'm off so on, tired of hearing you know, street names.
You get off on. You get off on Washington, and you're like, hey, I'll just fucking cut through Elliott Park. Can't do that. Elliott Park's on fire.
Oh my God.
With construction, so I'll just cut across to Chicago. No, you fucking won't, asshole.
Get your mustache out of my life, wife.
Fucking dumb. Either every street blew up, or they just retraced my route and then fucking destroyed my roads.
Yeah. So anyway, zip lines. It's the way of the future.
Okay.
I just like the idea that you'd have two zip lines. You know, you could go to one
leisure. Would it technically just be one zip line?
Well, you'd have one that would go to work, and then you get to pick where the other one goes. So maybe like the grocery store.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a sneaky third zip line in the backyard that goes to your mistress.
Oh.
And your wife won't be able to find.
Does your wife have one that goes to her boyfriend's house?
Her cabana boy?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because couldn't you technically just, like, you guys could share one and just, like, suspend your disbelief that you're not cheating on each other?
Honey, I found a spare zip line in the backyard.
I'm just going to go to the grocery store for a second. Oops, I forgot my condoms. And then you go to your girlfriend's house. And then she goes, oh, good, I'm going to sewing class. By the way, I need stitches because my vagina broke from his big old fucking filthy dick.
And then they might start, like, instead of having those, what are those, porno vans where they drive around and
yeah,
fuck
the
dudes?
The fucking bang bus?
Yeah, the bang bus. They could have, like, the bang zip line
yeah.
or whatever kind of alliteration would work better for that.
Like the handy van where they just go around and give dudes hand jobs all day?
Isn't that Bubba the Love Sponge?
I think it is. Okay. Yeah, that's where that's from. But you could just have like a chick that fucking just bounces around from zipline to zipline. Like she has like an auxiliary like zipline gun. Like let's say you've got two parallel ziplines. She can shoot across to the other zipline and be like, hey, how's it going? You want me to fucking manually masturbate your penis?
Is like Spider-Man fucking giving hand jobs?
Well, if Spider-Man gave hand jobs, it'd be a much more interesting movie. So zip lines lead to the bang line. I like it.
The bang line.
The bang line.
Yeah.
.com.
I'm into it. I'm into it. All right. We're going to go with the theme today for our music.
All these songs are brought to you by the year 2000.
2000-ish. Here's the band.
Black Flood Diesel.
Oh,
I keep my garlic in a birdcage.
Oh, oh man, good times. Good times, early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah, we were going to get a Straight Jacket song, but we couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Could we?
Straight Jacket? Oh, yeah, yeah,
Straight
yeah, yeah.
Jacket.
Yeah,
if your
right.
name wasn't somehow grammatically fucked up, you weren't involved in...
You couldn't have
You
been.
Couldn't be.
Yeah.
If you were called Milk, it had to be spelled like M-I-L-Q or something.
That's why Mercy's Own never went anywhere. We spelled our name. Although we did commonly have our name misspelled Mercy Zone.
Oh, sure. I'd go see the Mercy Zone. It sounds like a fucking Christian hardcore band.
It does. Let's never speak of that again.
Okay.
Here's the new topic of the segment that we're going to have planned. I started smoking again.
Rarely do you hear this conversation. You always hear, I quit smoking.
Yeah, I quit smoking 9 years ago, and now I'm smoking again.
What was the reasoning behind it?
Well, let me just say something before I start this story. When I tell depressing stories on here, there's no need for it to bring down the mood. I'm perfectly capable of laughing at everything in my life.
The only person I know that can say I was so depressed I was going to thinking about killing myself and laugh at it.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
I laugh at
like,
it.
My whole outlook on life is that everything is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, if I want
Except for this
to,
episode so
if
far.
I want to die, to me, that's funny. Like, I just think everything is, like, the fact that I started smoking, I think is fucking both awesome and hilarious.
I love it that, I don't know, there's no way for me to, I would never tell you what to do because, God forbid, you take any advice from me. But I love it.
I don't take
like,
advice from anybody.
But then it's like, oh, dude, I quit drinking. Dude, that's fucking... I don't know if I like that or not. Oh, but it's cool. I started smoking again. Okay. All right.
Well, let me explain...
One out of two isn't bad.
What happened? Well, you know, that's why I bring the whole thing up, because I felt like when I was talking about why I quit drinking, then it just sort of, like, bummed everybody out.
Didn't bum me out.
You seemed bummed.
I love listening to how shitty things are for people.
So anyways, it all kind of started when... So I quit drinking. If you guys remember that episode, I think it was in May. And so when I quit drinking and smoking pot, I just...
You quit smoking pot too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, I've been completely sober since May.
Fuck it. Weird.
100%. So... yeah, it was fucking...
As the beer can opens.
So, as I quit drinking, I just started getting anxious constantly. Like, I quickly noticed that I had been self-medicating myself the entire time. Like, I was just using that as just kind of a way to just hide whatever the fuck is happening in my body that I don't give a fuck about. And it's like all this stuff just started coming to the surface, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what's happening to me? Like, I couldn't fucking function. My brain just stopped working.
And couldn't you not get your hands on any pills because of your insurance situation?
Yeah, I have a history of depression, and
remember, keeping it light. He's got depression. He's going to kill himself.
No, yeah.
He's got substance abuse
totally.
Issues. Oh, the joys of podcasting.
So, yeah. Where was I? Yes, I have a history of depression. I've been on and off antidepressants for many years. I always seem to come back to them because I fucking hate my life. And so, yeah, I didn't have insurance, and I was just getting more and more anxious and depressed. And so... I was trying to just get some pills in my body just to kind of like even things out a little bit, you know, get on some antidepressants. And when you don't have insurance, you try to go through these free routes, and it wasn't working for me. It was taking
you go to Canada or something.
It was taking a very long time for me to actually get a hold of somebody that was able to write me a prescription. I started seeing a therapist, but she was like, she's not a doctor, she can't write a prescription.
Sure.
And so she's recommending me all these places, and people aren't getting back to me, and I'm
Did
like,
she recommend that you start smoking again?
No, okay. But I'm like getting to the point where I seriously want to kill myself. I'm not even joking.
Still?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, kind of sometimes, but but
I wanted to hear suicide notes on the air. I'd fucking get Dan T back in here.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like freaking out, and I'm like, I don't want to, like, I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking pot, I just need some kind of chemical in my fucking body, or I'm just gonna fucking explode. So I buy a pack of cigarettes, and I've done that before. I just, you know, bought a pack of cigarettes, smoked a few, and then just kind of got rid of them because I was sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time I bought that pack of cigarettes, I finished them, and I was like, all right, that's it, I don't need to smoke anymore. And then I don't know, it got pretty goddamn bad. I don't know, that would probably be depressing if I got into those details.
Oh boy.
So it got to pretty.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Like I said, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it is funny to me. But so I pretty much was at the fucking end of my rope, and I was like, fuck everything, I'm just gonna smoke. And so I bought another pack of cigarettes, and I've been smoking ever since.
Okay. Again, I swear to God, I feel like I'm always like trying to get you to drink again, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But if you're like, if the reason you quit drinking was because you were, you know, fucking up, like staying up late and watching movies and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and knocking a few back and then missing appointments and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I kind of think like that's more healthy than being fucking suicidal and smoking cigarettes.
Well, no, but check this out. I was already on kind of like falling off. Like at a falling off point, which is why I quit drinking. But then, you know, quitting drinking kind of made it worse. Yes, but I felt like if I got as low as I did, that if I had started drinking again, that it would have gotten way worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I kind of, I'm the opposite. Like everything affects my body adversely. Coffee makes me fucking tired.
Oh, I love coffee.
Like if I drink, I can't handle. If I drink caffeine, I fall asleep almost instantly.
Yeah.
If I'm bummed out, if I drink, I get in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sleep ever for mm-hmm. any reason at all. But if I take sleeping pills, I'm up for a month. Like my body is like on reverse or something. So I don't like. I feel bad that drinking affects you in that way. Because like I really would just recommend that you just fucking chill out and smoke a bunch of dope and drink a beer. But I feel like that's not the right thing to say.
No, but like ever since I started smoking, I have zero desire to drink or smoke pot or do anything.
Dude,
I just don't feel like doing it anymore.
I fully understand that. There was a time when if you put a gun to my head and I had to choose between smoking and drinking, and I love. Like, this was like Cain and Abel situation. I fucking would have picked smoking.
Yeah.
I love smoking so much that
it's pretty awesome.
I was literally weeding out activities in my life that I couldn't smoke while I was doing them. Oh, I'm not gonna, you know,
yeah,
not doing taxes anymore. Can't smoke while I'm doing that.
And I still condone drinking to the nth degree.
Sure,
because drinking is still fucking awesome. even when I quit drinking, people would come up to me like, "Hey, how's the quitting drinking going?" Which is a really annoying question.
Right. The exact opposite of how the not quitting drinking is going for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible. It's pretty much the worst fucking thing that I've ever done. Quitting drinking sucks, but I'm fine now.
Statistically, though, I mean, how much are you smoking?
Right now, I'm not smoking that much.
Like
I feel like I'm getting. I feel like I'm getting more now. but you know, I smoke six, seven cigarettes a day sometimes.
That's no problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not even gonna affect you. I was gonna say if. Statistically, I mean, smoking is going to kill you way before the drinking gets to you.
Yeah, you know, people talk about smoking all the time, like it's the fucking worst thing you can do, mm-hmm. and like people, oh
no, seven cigarettes.
Oh, it stinks, and I can't even. Oh, you smoke? Like really? Like just because there are those fucking billboards and commercials
right.
everywhere, you don't see it for fucking hamburgers, you don't see it for fucking candy, but we all know that that shit is horrible for you too,
right.
and we all know that we're gonna get fucking cancer one day.
It's an easy target because it affects multiple people. It doesn't affect them. It's noticeable by more than one person. So,
yeah,
like, you could honestly tell somebody like if you. We're in an office building, and you shut up. People would be like, "Wow, that guy just shot up a bunch of heroin. Wow, he's got problems." But if you let up a cigarette, people would be like, "Excuse me, sir, sir." Oh, and you're like, but it's just a fucking like. I'm the most empathetic non-smoker you'll ever meet in your entire life.
Oh yeah,
life.
Me too.
I quit smoking a little over two years ago, because I had to, not because I wanted to. I had to. And there's nothing you can do with a cigarette that would offend me at all.
No, absolutely not. And like the U of M where I work and. kind of go to school, not really, but they were considering banning smoking on campus altogether, yeah. Even outside.
Those are adults.
Yeah, and even when I wasn't smoking, I wrote them a fucking email that they apparently read at some kind of meeting where I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. You probably get just as much from standing at a bus stop having exhaust blowing in your face.
You should write up another one that telling them that you started smoking again just because of their stupid law.
Yeah. I mean, like, how ridiculous can you take it? You can't smoke outside right. where it doesn't touch anybody's fucking lungs.
You Next
can
thing just you know, you're not
apparently
be able to...
smell it a little bit, and if you inhale half of a fucking blown-out drag of somebody's smoke, and you do that every day for 5 years, that might equal the amount of smoke that you would have in maybe
if your
one
kitchen
cigarette.
Started on fire.
That's being generous.
Next thing you know, they're gonna tell me I can't drink in my car. And fascists. No, I look. If I'm fully in favor of anything that chills anybody out, I think any
for sure.
I think any drug. I don't want people doing fucking mescaline or speed in the hallway of my apartment. But if any drug that if you just do a drug because it makes you feel better, if you can find a way to explain to me how that's wrong, I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. I say I don't want you to die, but if you do, as long as you're having fun, go for it. Go for it, Pete.
Amen
if you want
to
die,
that, brother.
If you want to die, all I gotta say is, I drowned a dog in a bathtub filled with afterbirth.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Sorry that happened to
in
you.
That scenario, were you my mom and was the dog my blind Chubbs dog?
How's Chubbs doing? Is he still ticking?
Oh yeah,
good.
She's surviving in the house of a thousand moms.
It's like that. What's that game? What maybe? Okay, I fucked that up.
Russian roulette.
No, that movie. I think it's called The Game. Surviving the Game, where Ice-T has to like run away from hunters.
Oh right, that's sort of that most dangerous game kind of play.
That's Chubbs' life now.
Right,
he's in the role of Ice-T.
My mom is like, I'm gonna play the most dangerous game, dog. Or whatever. However you'd word that.
I don't word that.
But then she'd have to... But the challenge of the game would be to figure out how to kill the dog and make it look like an accident. Like, oh my god, I accidentally turned on the blender and Chubbs was in there.
I was just making daiquiris.
Just making daiquiris and dog hair shot everywhere.
It's like there's like you get home and there's like the van has crashed outside and Chubbs is behind the wheel.
Oh, he must have fallen asleep at the wheel or something. And I don't know. Somebody must have turned off all the airbags.
And his eyes.
I don't know why there's a rotating saw in his back. Anyways, let's continue with our early 2000s local
Chocolate
bands.
Starfish. 2003.
That's Fred Durst. And speaking of rap metal, here's a
muffler jump song.
Let's go.
I'm over it, man. Just kidding.
Rap metal. It's a wave of
the past.
Yes.
It's going to come back. Trust me.
Take care of bullshit. Take care of bullshit. Once a week, we pick something that's bullshit, and we talk about it.
Talk the fuck about it.
And because we're smart, we come up with solutions for it.
We're problem solvers.
Yeah.
For example, I keep my garlic in a bird cage.
Yeah.
And did I say that already?
Yeah, I think you might have.
Okay, well, I meant to say that all I ever think about is my dentist sloshing around in the mountains.
Yes. So, water slides. This week's bullshit is water slides. And specifically, the lack of water slides in my life.
Say, I thought you loved water slides.
No, I fucking do. It's insane. Yeah, it's been hot this week. And all I've ever wanted to do all week is just fucking slap around on a water slide.
You should.
I just, when I'm in a water slide, I feel like I'm in like one of those deodorant commercials or something where you're just, everything is refreshing.
One of those gum commercials where there's just mint leaves everywhere and chicks and yeah, wet vaginas.
Right.
Slapping
you're just
you in the face.
Going down a tube of insanity surrounded by water, and it's just spectacular.
But there's one over on Johnson.
Yeah, that's more of a pee slide than a
sure
water slide.
Well, you can't really be picky this time of year when Valley Fair's packed.
Jim Lupien's. That water slide, have you ever been to that park?
I have not. I don't really leave my house because the construction's too bad anymore.
Well, let me tell you this. It's more browny, yellowy than...
Is that that one on Broadway and Johnson?
Yes. Okay. Yep, right by the quarry there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that's just a pee park.
Patty Costello puked in that wave pool. Yeah.
Oh.
And Kyle, strangely enough, Kyle, the guy who I was talking about, was going to do shirts for us, lost his teeth in that pool.
Lost his teeth?
He has one of those retainers with two teeth on it.
Oh, yeah.
False teeth.
Yeah.
And that came out in that pool. So if you're in that pool and you find a retainer with two teeth on it, please return it to the Twin Cities tank and we'll get it to this rightful owner.
Yeah. So, anyways, not enough water slides. All I want in my life are water slides.
We could go to Valley Fair. We could do a field trip.
I did Valley Fair last week and...
You did do water slides?
Of course I did water slides.
Shit.
But that's not enough.
No?
It's hot.
You want more?
I want to have more water slides in my life.
You know fucking rules?
What?
Indoor water slides.
Yeah.
You want to know why they rule?
Because you could do it all year long.
Because they're indoors.
Yeah.
I hate going outside because it's too hot.
Yeah. Well, that's what water slides are for. Maybe instead of having zip lines to work, we could have water slides to work. From work.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have an irrational fear of water slides. I don't like them.
Why?
My biggest nightmare is getting, just going down a water slide and then having the bottom being cemented shut. I'm dead serious. That's my absolute worst nightmare ever.
Well, why do you care?
So whenever
I ate a horse.
I don't. But whenever I'm going down a water slide, I always, water slides are generally, 20 to 30 seconds. It's like
sure
the most anxiety-ridden 20 to 30 seconds I can deal with, because I think that they go, okay, have fun in the water slide, and then right when they're doing that, they get like a crew to go down there and gunk the bottom up, and then I'm just going to die in a tube and have to swim uphill. There was a show on, sorry to keep stealing your thunder, there was a show on the Travel Channel where this guy goes and does fucked up rides and stuff, and one of them was this water slide that went, just picture, basically it goes down. It goes down.
One of those ones that goes straight down.
It goes down. It's a tube. And it goes down. It basically drops straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Say you go straight down. And it has to do that so you get enough speed. There's a loop in it.
Oh, my God.
Right? So you have to. They were saying, make sure or keep your arms in, like crossed on your chest, or else you won't make it over the loop. I'm like, you would die, right? And how would they ever know? Like, so I sat there and thought about that, like, me and, like, my size going down this fucking thing and, like, you know, having to itch my balls or something and not keeping my arms out, and then my arm hits the side, and then I don't get up enough speed to go over the loop, and I'm stuck in this fucking tube of, I can't picture it. I can't see it.
Here's my question about that.
Sure.
How do they keep water going in the loop-de-loop?
I don't think I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they do. Maybe there's like hoses or
maybe
something.
Maybe they got
there.
Jets.
Jets, hoses, something like that. But it's a fucking scary prospect because that's going to happen. Because they said that the other one, there was only one other one like that in the country and they had shut it down for that exact reason. And I think that reason is duh. Like, you can't do that, but.
That sounds very refreshing to me. I want to do that.
Yeah, I know it does. I don't know.
So
I hate drowning and I hate tubes, so I'm out.
I have a severe fear of tubes. I can't even look under the sink in my bathroom.
I think you deserve it.
So I feel like every time I flush a spider down the toilet, I'm doing them a favor.
Do they ever just scream wee on the way down?
So how do we solve the problem of no water slides?
Well, I think it's a pretty quick fix.
Water slide to work.
More water slides.
More one, yes.
Or check this out. You hate your job.
Yeah.
You could get a job at the water park.
Yeah.
What? Why did that happen?
That sounds dumb.
What?
I just want to go on the water slides, not be the guy that goes.
Okay, someone's got to test them.
Okay, three-year-old.
Someone's got to test the water slides.
Wait till the guy gets to the bottom. All right. Now you can go.
They're like, three-year-olds, wait. There's some fat guy. We gunked up the bottom to drown him in the tube. Okay, everybody, back on track.
Or if you're a Jim Lupien's, excuse me, little fucking idiot, go to the back of the line. All the adults want to go down.
The pH levels are at hepatitis F right now.
I swear to God, if you shit up this fucking water slide, I will beat you to death with a fucking...
With a water slide.
With a super soaker.
I was, a couple years ago, we went up to Duluth, and there's some like big water park up there. I believe it's actually called Water Park of Duluth. Oh. And it's in this hotel. And I was scared to do the big tubes because I was... They had the
giant pussy
gunking up the bottom thing. but there was like these little slides. There's like a little like Noah's Ark kind of like... four-way slide thing, you know, for like literally for like toddlers, and nobody was looking, so I was like, you go up one side and then you kind of go around a corner and then you come out this bottom thing, and there's me and I'm fat and I was going down this water slide, and so I come around this corner and I think there was a mom there, she's expecting her kid to come flying down, but instead it was me and my hair and my beard and my fatness like going like wee. This lady was like, goo.
Did you grab onto her?
Just her tit, the tit part of her body.
Well, I don't pay your tits to think.
This is great. Yeah, no, I fully support your water slide movement. I just don't want to get stuck in one.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
You're welcome.
Anyways, has anyone seen my BattleBot? Anybody? You seen it? Okay, here is another early 90s band.
Who's this?
I'm sorry, late 90s.
3000s, man.
3000. It's early 2000s. This is a band everybody knows. By the name of Skywine.
Ooh.
Listen to this.
Now there's no one here now. Go!
have it, twerps. That's a song. It was written by somebody.
And a goddamn good song.
All right. You want to do some week late news?
Week late news. Thanks, you fucking truck clicker.
Yeah, I do.
Let's do some week late news.
All right.
What do you want first? Do you want Lady Gaga or do you want Justin Bieber?
Let's go Biebs.
You want fucking Jay Biebs? You got Bieber fever?
I do.
All right.
I'm on the Bieber bus.
No.
Which is not like the Bang bus. Or maybe it is.
Oh, my God. Wait 5 years and you'll see that guy cruising around in a fucking one of those little VW fucking vans picking up dudes to suck up. Remember me? From the thing? So Justin Bieber is going to release his illustrated memoirs this fall. Anybody who doesn't know who Justin Bieber is...
Illustrated memoirs.
Yeah. Justin Bieber is like a 16-year-old dude. If you ask anybody who's 16, what the fuck, like, tell me your life story. They're going to be like, well, then a thing, and then also, and then maybe this other guy.
And then I had a popsicle, and I broke it in half and gave the other one to my brother.
Get it? I'm deep.
And then there's a picture of an illustrated picture of a popsicle, I guess, because it's illustrated.
This is my favorite part. You want to know what it's called? Justin Bieber, First Step to Forever, My Story. It's like four titles in one. You get a bunch of them. Yeah. Kid's a fucking maniac. But he says it's going to be a behind-the-scenes story of his journey to superstardom. Do you know who the fuck Justin Bieber is?
Yeah.
Do you really? Can you name one of his songs?
No.
Okay, because I don't really feel like Justin Bieber has memoirs.
What?
if you asked a 16-year-old...
I don't know what the difference... Why wouldn't he just call it a biography?
Well, because this
like,
is what...
You don't write... Memoirs is like what presidents write after they retire.
My dearest America.
Right.
To who it may concern. Justin Bieber is going to be like, and then
my Ferrari farted and a Gucci belt came out. What?
but I don't know that... This is what happens whenever there's these like teen pop stars... this kid's nuts are going to drop, possibly, in like a year, and he's not going to have a singing voice anymore. And so they're trying to, like, you know, kind of go wholesale with all of the Justin Bieber shit. I don't know that memoirs is, like, the first step to capitalize. Like, what was he thinking when he signed his fucking YouTube contract? Is that a thing? I don't know. I just don't think there's even a person alive that cares about Justin Bieber's memoirs.
Oh, there are plenty of people alive.
You think so?
And they have vaginas, and they're about 11 to 13 years old.
Is Justin Bieber, he's a minor still, right?
Yeah, I think
in
so.
In certain states. So, he's not legally fucking yet, is he?
Well, you can legally fuck 13-year-olds when you're 16.
For real?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure minors can fuck other minors.
like Virginian miners, like the guys. I just like if when I hear about pop stars writing memoirs, all I'm looking for is the drug stories and the fucking stories.
Yeah.
Something tells me Justin Bieber talking about his fucking chia pet and his dad's suitcase. I don't really think I care about that.
Right. And his walrus jacket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that guy's weird.
Yeah, it's really nothing to that story.
There's no Franklin basketball.
It's just dumb. You're just dumb, America. You're dumb. Lady Gaga? You know
sure.
Her? Familiar with her body of work?
I am.
Lady Gaga claims to be abstinent.
So she doesn't have sex.
She says, even though all of her songs are thinly veiled attempts to fuck you, she says that she doesn't do it. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Do you think that it's religious?
I'm going to say no.
Do you think that it's because she doesn't want to disgrace her parents?
I'm also going to go with no, because if her parents are disgraced by that, then, you know, they'd have been disgraced
by
the clothes that she wears.
Do you think it's because she thinks that her creativity can be stolen through her vagina? If you said yes to that... You're right.
Oh,
I have this weird thing that if I sleep with someone, they're going to take my creativity through me or from me through my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I've long thought that her vagina was a dark, cavernous secret of the damned.
Well, the most creative men...
I didn't know
men,
that her creative was in there. That's
the most creative men in history just got laid a lot. Like Mozart.
Yeah.
All he did was fuck his babysitters.
Really?
Yes.
You know how they always say behind every good man is a strong woman?
Right.
Behind every talented artist is a fucking chick that they stole their creativity from through their pussy.
Right.
Lady Gaga claiming to be creative is like... Justin Bieber claiming to have fucking stories to tell in his memoirs. This is dumb. My creativity. I'm an artist. No, you're not.
Well, here's the thing with Lady Gaga. I actually I don't like her music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that she's attractive.
Nope.
But her music videos, I think, are kind of awesome.
I didn't know they made music videos.
She has like some crazy fucking fucked up videos, and I don't know if she does them or whatever. But they're very entertaining to watch. And then you go, wow, she's actually singing about a phone.
In the club.
So you fucking spent all that time to talk about the phone, but then you made this fucking insane video that's
you can thank her non-fucked vagina for those great videos, those wonderfully creative videos that you love so much. You can thank her gunked up fucking boarded shut fucking vagina.
Right.
Do you think she's really not fucking? Are you out of your mind? Like, that's not true at all.
I don't know. Does she stop her period? Maybe does she? Maybe her period leaks leaks out her creativity.
First of all, I don't think guys have periods, so no.
So what do you think it is about the vagina that's so creative? Like, what is it? I mean, because nothing gets sucked in your dick when you're having sex. It goes the other way. If anything, stuff is going inside of her.
We should be losing. I don't know.
Yeah, we should be. Exactly.
Maybe we should stop fucking in the show. We'll stop having so many goddamn speed bumps in it because all of our creative ball sacks are being emptied.
Right. Every time I have sex, a little piece of me dies.
This is how fucking delusional this chick is.
Mm.
She has, you know, previously come out on the side of celibacy. What? But she said before she was only doing it cause, to be cool and independent. Yeah, that's fucking cool. Chicks who don't fuck dudes are fucking awesome. That's everyone loves that. Whatever.
She's probably a robot.
Yeah, she's probably a guy robot.
You think?
I don't care. I don't like everyone was saying like, dude, these dick. She's actually smart. No, she's not. Like I read. I was bored. I was at work where I go to do my boredness, and I read an interview with her in Rolling Stone, and it was the dumbest thing ever. It was just like fake smart. It was like her being like, I'm really introspective, and you're just dumb. You're just a fucking dumb chick who doesn't fuck anyone, so you're useless.
Does she just use arbitrarily big words?
That and just talking about her art. Like,
there's nothing I hate more. Like, I love, I'll say it, whatever, I like art. I think it's great. All kinds of art. But when people just get introspective about their art, nothing drives me more crazy than just hearing.
Totally. And there's that thing where, like, people can ambiguously hide. Like, if I don't give a shit about the White Stripes, you know, I've never I've never been taken away by the White Stripes. I don't really care.
Sure.
But I can obviously see that, like, there's something there that the guy is, you know, obviously able to put out massively large amounts of quality music for people. But I don't give a shit about it. But if you told me, like, if you're like, yeah, if he said, if that Jack White guy was like, yeah, no, you know, I'm, you know, something about my art, I'd be like, okay, I'll take it, sure. Because I don't like it, but I'm sure somebody sees it as artistically whatever. You cannot listen to Lady Gaga's music and be like, that's artistic. That's fucking dumb is what it is. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, it kind of goes along with me and you were talking about this a different time when we were watching that I Am Comic movie.
Mm.
Like, I listen to a shitload of comedy podcasts. I like hearing everybody's different take on comedy. But in this movie, in I Am Comic, it was driving me crazy.
Sure.
Because all everybody does is, like, explain what you're trying to do with comedy and the mm-hmm. art of comedy. And they're just going, man, you just gotta go up there and you just, you know, you're taking the audience and you're sharing your experience and you're finding your voice.
I hate that shit.
And I'm just like, I don't want to hear that 8 times in a row or what, however many people they talk to for that. I mean, yes, I respect a lot of the people in that movie, but it just, I don't care.
I don't, you and I can both speak to this. I've been writing and performing and playing music since I was probably 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider myself to be at the advanced level of that craft. If you asked me something like they were asking those comedians, like, hey, what's your process? I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to fucking hear that. And B, I'm not going to sit here and break down shit because that's just dumb. And I'm certainly not going to tell you that the reason I can do it is because I don't fuck. But moving on, Lady Gaga's a twat. That's my next, that's the big point here. What do you want? You want serious or you want funny?
Let's go funny.
Okay. This might become a new segment on this show because I'm obsessed with it. Someone crossed this because Kanye West is a fucking maniac. I can't name one Kanye West song. I don't know any of them. I don't know anything about him. I don't know where he came from or what he does, or I don't give a fuck. I know
he hates college.
He hates college, and he absolutely does something with rap. That's all I know. I know the people that I respect that understand what he does say that he's good at it, but I don't give a fuck because whatever. But I do know now that he's an absolute fucking crackpot lunatic, and this is why, because I stumbled across his Twitter page, and the reason is just because I read a story that he was going to call his new album Good Ass Job, which is awesome. In a way, that's awesome.
Mm.
But then he tweeted that he was no longer going to call it Good Ass Job. So he's bouncing a couple of titles around right now. So going to his one quick visit to his Twitter page really just spilled the beans on what a fucking creep he is. Not creep, but just a douchebag. So again, then I have this theory. I've always had this theory that people who are really good at something, and I'll use as an example like Zach Wilde. Mm-hmm. These people who are kind of virtuosos at certain things, whether they be athletes or musicians or actors or whatever, it's not cut and dry, but people who are really good at something are usually really dumb because they've gotten that way by just focusing on that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ever listen to one of your, like, inspirations, like, talk, you're like, wow, shut the fuck up because you're dumb. I understand that, you know, juggling your whole life made it so you can't go to school and stuff, but holy crap. But this is ringing through.
So essentially what the segment you're talking about is just Kanye West's Twitter.
I want to start talking way more about Kanye West's Twitter. I'm going to read you a couple examples here. More than a couple because these are fucking short and sweet. Kanye West's Twitter. Here we go. Is it wrong to wear a Chanel dinner jacket with a t-shirt to the airport if it's still breakfast time out here in Singapore? Ugh. Too late. So Kanye put on the outfit that he asked if it was okay to wear, and then asked, whatever, you get it.
Well, I think if you're in Singapore, then who gives a fuck?
Okay, here's the thing. We've been talking a lot about...
I was in Singapore, I would just wear a bathrobe to the airport.
If I was in Singapore, I'd go home. People, the celebrities... And Twitter and fucking TMZ has given celebrities too much access to their public to where if you wanted to know what Kanye was thinking about a Chanel dinner jacket in that sentence, you're a fucking idiot. Number two, don't you hate it when you say, this is literally, he's doing stand-up, by the way.
All right.
He's doing bad 80s stand-up. Don't you hate it when you say bye to someone, then y'all get on the elevator together, and it's like, now what? Awkward. And there's a bunch of A's in awkward, so you can tell that he thinks it's really awkward. I don't understand why they have a do not disturb button on the plane if they keep waking you up asking you if you want juice. Really, that didn't
when,
register
what?
With you?
They have a do not disturb button?
They don't, is the thing. They don't have one of those. I've never flown.
Is that in first class?
I don't know, but it's just Kanye being a fucking lunatic. Kanye says fur pillows are hard to actually sleep on. I wouldn't know because I'm not a fucking loser. This is his other this is going on a shirt, by the way. Probably a Twin Cities Tank shirt if you want it. Being nice is the shit, ... Working on being a doper person. Kanye's inspirational today. I love everybody. Only thing I don't like is taxes. Me and taxes gonna fight. He's gonna fight taxes for you, everybody.
Mm.
Bear in mind, this is all within like 48 hours of each other. Then Kanye says, oh no, it's way too bright outside. These sunglasses just saved my life. Why the fuck would you think anybody wants to know that your sunglasses helped you not see the sun as hard? What?
That's what you do when you go outside and it's sunny.
I just want to add one more thing, and then I'll be done with this whole Kanye thing. Kanye says, I'm cool with trial and error. The trial part is cool. The error, not so much. It's like a fucking eighth grader, dude. Like, why does this guy have access to his public? They can say he has should have a publicist. It's like, eh, maybe don't publish that. I ordered the salmon medium instead of medium well. I didn't want to ruin the magic. Cool. I don't fucking care. If you were my best friend in the whole world and you saved my mom's life so I could be born, I wouldn't care what you thought about salmon at all, ever. Fuck off, Kanye. You fucking weirdo. Good ass job on your tweets. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
This is bad for me.
Okay.
This story's bad for me.
All right.
Two reasons. Number one, John Goodman is my go-to basis of comparison for fat people.
Uh-huh.
How am I going to make fat people jokes now that John Goodman lost 100 pounds?
Ooh. John Goodman, is he still fat? How fat was he before?
I think he was probably up in the high threes. He looks all right.
Yeah? Well, you have a photo, don't you? Let me see.
Yeah, but
photo.
They can't see it.
You can't see his fat in the photo?
I mean, he's got loose clothes on. Regardless, now this means that if John Goodman's losing weight, who's going to be my go-to funny fat guy? John Candy? He's dead. Doesn't work for me.
No.
But then they asked him why, and he says, it takes a lot of creative energy to sit on your ass and figure out what you're going to eat next.
So he's kind of, with the Lady Gaga thing,
yeah,
going to the creative.
Yeah,
like,
his creativity lives in his
Thinness. Not fat?
His
yeah.
Not fat cells. I don't know.
I wanted to write jokes, but then I thought about donuts.
But I was reading this, and then I came to this part, which I think he's lost about 100 pounds. I'm sure he's down to about 290, maybe. I don't know. And then it says that he quit drinking 3 years ago, and he hired Mackie Shillstone.
Wait, when he quit drinking, did he start smoking?
I don't know. I should probably ask him if he's going to kill himself. He hired Mackie Shillstone is a really famous trainer and nutritionist. Mm. Who he's the same guy that helped Roy Jones Jr. put on weight to move up to heavyweight back in 2003, right? Okay. And then he's the same guy that helped Bernard Hopkins move up to light heavyweight.
Oh, really?
Right? These are things that, okay, just bear in mind. These are like two of the greatest athletes of our generation, right? Boxers. And like, in order to get weight off of John Goodman, he had to like hire like the fucking Terminator of fat. But so anyway, Mackie Shillstone put him on a diet and fucking kicked his ass a little bit. But then he says, John's very agile. When I see him running, I get out of the way. He can be a different type of actor now. He can take on athletic parts. Do you think the fact that he was 400 pounds was keeping him out of those parts, or the fact that he's fucking 58 years old? Like, I don't think he's going to be in Rudy 2 by any chance. Like, John Goodman is running laps now. No, he's 60 years old. He's going to die. Don't do that to him.
Yeah, he's not the last Boy Scout. He's fucking John Goodman.
That was a weird usage.
What?
It's a good movie. No, I just think if John Goodman's losing weight, then I have no more excuses left. Again.
To what? Not lose weight?
Well, I just think that I should probably at some point make a plan to lose some weight. But, like, I was always, you know, my go-to heroes are like, you know, Dan Connor, Norm Peterson.
Like, I can't. Well, he's still fat, right? He could be your go-to.
Is he still fat?
I have no idea. No, George Wendt?
Yeah.
Who else is fat?
Everyone that was fat, like, either died or lost all their weight.
We got to get a new generation of fatties in here.
Maybe we could be the new generation of fatties.
Yeah, I feel
what do you
like
say?
I'm not
you want to beef up with me?
Let's see. Okay.
You want to smoke cigarettes and fucking put on 400 pounds together?
I think the smoking cigarettes is like making me lose weight or something. Or maybe it's the antidepressants.
You
I don't know.
It. So yeah, John Goodman's kind of thin, and Lady Gaga's pussy is full of thoughts and dreams, and Kanye's a fucking lunatic, and there's fucking Prop 8 went through in California, so gays can legally marry each other finally.
There you go. So I think is there some way to connect John Goodman's not fat creativity to Lady Gaga's not fucking creativity?
Maybe John Goodman, okay, maybe they met, fell in love, John Goodman wanted to fuck. Maybe John Goodman's creativity Or maybe, well, his maybe, weight loss would
maybe
have to
all
be...
the not sex energy you could mm-hmm. put into running on the treadmill.
So he's basically fucking Lady Gaga by running on a treadmill in his mind.
No, but he's just using that energy.
That's what I'm saying.
And he uses his force on the treadmill. He's writing with both hands on two different notepads.
What's he writing?
What does he creatively do?
I don't know. He was in Coyote Ugly.
Is he a writer?
No, he doesn't do anything.
Is he? He doesn't do stand up, does he?
Look, here's the thing. When the last season of Roseanne, the last episode of Roseanne ended, they went, cut, John Goodman should have said, I'm in the fucking Hall of Fame now, right? I don't got to do shit. But that was like, I don't know, 15 years ago?
Right.
I don't know why you haven't. The only thing I've seen him in is Coyote Ugly and...
Like, he's not even really a character actor.
No.
That's, like, he just plays John Goodman and everything.
He was King Ralph for a bit.
Yeah, which is basically Dan Connor light or heavy or
however you want to put Dan Connor
Dan Connor with a fanny pack.
No, I think it's funny that like everyone that people are celebrating like California finally lets gays marry. That's like saying like finally they made it so you can't murder everybody. It's like you should have done that 500 years ago.
Right?
Why are we celebrating it? Like it's just people should just be like, okay, good, thank you.
Well. You're going to Austin next week.
Yeah, I'll be in. If you're in Austin, if we have any listeners in Austin, go to Hole in the Wall Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. Our new band will be playing. Ratcatcher will be playing.
Ratcatcher. Do you guys have any music on the internet yet?
Not on the internet yet, no. But we will be playing at midnight on Friday, right before Season to Risk, and I don't know what time on Saturday. So it's going to be fun. North versus South Fest. Going to die in Austin.
And if you listen next week, we have a pre-recorded episode for you. It'll,
we got a couple in the bank for these just situations just like this. Fuck you.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brent, for being on the show this week.
Yeah, no, it's fun to be at my apartment like we do every week. You're dead to me, Mexico. You're fucking dead.